Hello, this is BitDepth number 1483, which appeared in the Trinidad and Tobago Newsday on November the 4th, 2024, under the headline, All Washed Up. The last 7 years have been a running battle with stains on white and near-white clothing, particularly school shirts. There's a special kind of grime that attaches itself to school uniforms, and while white fabrics make sense in a tropical climate, getting school dirty cloth clean is a special kind of hell. My washing machine is an energy and water efficient unit that pulls only enough water to do the load it measures on startup. But embedded cruft on white cotton and cotton blends requires hands-on corrective action. Will the new concentrated laundry detergent sheets help? This new product is a 5-inch square white sheet, usually packaged 30 or more in a cardboard envelope. This seems like a great idea. One of the problems with detergents is the size and environmentally unfriendly nature of their packaging. A gallon of liquid soap arrives in a gallon-sized bottle made of a plastic that you really can't use for anything else. The once ubiquitous red cardboard box of Breeze has given way to a rainbow of competing bottles and plastic bags. The manufacturers of Breeze tried to limit the impact of their packaging by selling the product in an extremely concentrated form that users would mix with water to make up the volume of a larger refill jug. I don't see that product on store shelves anymore, and it isn't terribly surprising. Washing is hard enough without participating in the packaging process. High-efficiency machines, in my experience, don't work terribly well with powdered soaps, and it really has to be dissolved in liquid before adding it to the wash load. That takes time and a bit of stirring, and even after all that effort, it isn't unusual to find the odd undissolved chunk of soap or spray arc of powdered soap clinging to items in the finished wash load. For hand washing, though, powdered soap is my preference, because I match Mr. Miyagi effort with long soaks to loosen embedded grit, particularly in white fabric. Along the way, it helped to understand how detergents, and indeed all soaps, work. Dirt on its own will simply shake out a fabric. What keeps it in place is oil and grease, readily generated by human skin. At the heart of soap is the concept of a surfactant, or surface active agent, a chemical that has two properties, a molecule that has one end that attracts water and another that repels it. This property attracts the chemical to dirt and grease, where they form a layer that traps oily particles. So it turns out those fanciful illustrations of scrubbing bubbles do have a foundation in science. Agitation, scrubbing, and so on helps to separate the resulting micelles of soap encrusted grime from the fabric. Unfortunately, this property of detergents isn't great for wastewater, where they create thick emulsions with larger deposits of fats, oils, and grease, creating horrors like the cloths that must sometimes be removed by hand from a plumbing trap. Surfactants, along with disinfectants, also inhibit the growth of the beneficial bacteria that are necessary for wastewater treatment. Are detergent sheets an improvement? To keep the sheets viable, they are sheathed in a water-soluble polyvinyl alcohol, which breaks down into tiny plastic microbeads. Microplastics, including those in face scrub, liquid soaps, and fine glitter, are invisible contaminants in the environment. Laundry sheets also aren't terribly efficient. For a hand washing load that I'd normally load a salvo of a scoop of soap powder, the laundry sheet recommends a half sheet, but a full sheet barely musters the same cleaning power. Studies suggest that some sheets provide roughly the same cleaning power as plain water, though with Arm & Hammer joining the competitive push, that may change. Frequent travelers who do some laundry in hotel sinks while on the move may find them useful. Polymer pods work well, but I find it best to liquefy them before adding them to the wash, so there's little improvement or cost benefit over bulk packaged detergent. My battle with persistent grime on whites has moved on to strategically applied raw borax, a key ingredient in powdered detergents, with vinegar. That's also an excellent replacement for scented fabric softeners. Bleach is entirely too powerful to be hastily splashed around. Stain removers are just concentrated detergents. You get the same effect from directly rubbing undiluted detergent into a stain. Then there's our ancestral use of blue soap, which introduces synthetic ultramarine blue pigment to the cloth, shifting the color response of whites away from yellows, which we see as dingy, towards blue, a cooler color closer to white. Blue soap also adds sodium carbonate, or soda ash, another detergent additive that softens water by raising its sodium content directly to the grime. TT's water supply varies in mineral content according to its source, so that's always going to help a bit. See you all by the riverside and hold on to a good smooth stone for me.
The print version of this column was trimmed to meet column lengths for the newspaper. This reading by the author is the complete version of the column. The song Wonderland, composed and performed by Peter Shim, is used with his kind permission. This column and other technology reporting archives are also to be found at technewstt.com. Thanks for listening. Bye.